I am so pleased to be joined by several people who are a part of the Green is the New Black production this year. And so we'll do a little roll call, starting off with Savannah LaBeouve.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good to see you. Ali O'Neill.
Hi.
We have Kendra Lizat.
Yep, hi.
And Megan Shapiro.
Hi there.
And Carrie Vickers.
Hello.
Thank you all so much for joining me. We have several people modeling, several people designing. Megan with Co-Motion Dance Company is putting on the dancing for the show.
That's right.
And so to begin, what is the theme this year?
The theme is fairy tales, and the title's Mirror, Mirror. So, you know, I think with fairy tales, there are a lot of liberties we can take because historically we have seen them done and redone and interpreted in so many ways. So while there is this beautiful kind of baseline narrative, there's so much play and interpretation we get to do on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And how about for the designers? How has it been to play with this theme in your designs?
Yeah, so my line is Thimble Fox, named after my business, and I'm kind of interpreting it as a kind of anti-rhetoric to what I grew up with fairy tales meaning to be of the male coming and saving the female. So my line is going to be a mesh of that and kind of just some non-binary gender messaging as well.
Cool. How about you, Savannah?
For me, I am co-designing with Josie Castaldo, and we took inspiration from a previous piece that I had done with ceramic components and decided that we would have five models, one central figure being that queen-like person, and then some satellite figures around that also have the ceramic components highlighting parts of the body.
So wearable ceramics.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. And you're with Carbondale Clay Center as well.
Yes.
Just want to do a shout out pairings tonight.
Yeah, 6 to 8. Come cheers a beer with us.
How about you, Kendra?
So I have Treeline, and this year mine's kind of a play on sort of all the different workwear of women over different cultures. So I've kind of done like a makewear line. So it's not too fairy tale oriented, but sort of playing with women and.
Have you done the fashion show before?
This will be my third year.
Okay, great. What keeps you coming back?
It's so fun. It's just a great crew and such good energy. And
are you wonderful. Based here in Carbondale?
I live in Aspen.
Okay, great. Cool. And Carrie, you are playing the role of Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes, I get to be Jack and the Beanstalk on a rope. And I get to interplay with a giant and a lot of fabulous creations by Laura Stover and some other fabulous people on the screen.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome.
And so that's with the aerial components of the show?
Yes, that's one of the aerial components. And Sopra Soars is, again, involved with the show this year. And we are in three scenes in collaboration with the dancers and the models, which is, I think, what makes this year's show super unique and really awesome.
It seems like every year there's more and more integration between all the different aspects of the show.
I think it's a big part of it. And I think Megan and Amy and Laura have done an amazing job of creating that because there are a lot of moving parts and it takes a big team to accomplish that task.
And so I would remind listeners that this is coming up on next weekend on the 13th and 14th. There is a preview on the 12th, and tickets are still available for the preview. Sold out for the main event, but the preview, what's the difference? There's still all of the fashion, right?
It's the same show. Mm-hmm. It's just the first time we've all been on stage together.
Right.
But historically, it has had the same high energy and excitement that Friday and Saturday have.
Right.
There's no bar. That could be a negative. That could be a negative for some people, but you know, you can always go out before and after.
True.
And it could even be appealing to some people who
absolutely
who might want
absolutely
appreciate the show. I know it gets kind of rowdy on the Friday Saturday night. So, what are some of the other elements that are special about this year? Anybody want to shout out something they're particularly excited about?
I love
that this year's show has a big array of local models of all shapes, all sizes, all ages. It's one of the things I love about this show is it's a community piece. And I think that that really shines through with the models and the designers and the dancers. And I think it's such a unique element that you don't always see.
I think also one thing that came up early in the process, and I want to say it was Josie Castaldo, am I saying that her name right? Great. Who said this, but the fairy tales that we were playing with have a lot of, they're very fibrous, she said. So it was really, I hadn't thought about that, but you've got the fibers of the beanstalk, like plant fibers. You've got the emperor's new clothes. You've got the Rapunzel's hair, Rumpelstiltskin, you've got straw and gold. There was a lot of strands of things, which I love how that like plays into the fact that it's a fashion show. Mm-hmm. It has also made it kind of a prop heavy process, which has been challenging and interesting and has definitely forced us to be pretty innovative.
And yeah, I think as a designer too, it's always such a surprise when we go, because we're not so involved in, you know, the choreograph and all that stuff. So it's always just like such a lovely thing to see it all come together.
And to see your designs interwoven with the whole show and yeah, everybody else's.
They do such a great job.
Yeah, and I think this isn't new this year at all, but the line I'm designing is going to be all men, which is new for me. And it's been really awesome working with people who are so willing to embrace their bodies as they are. Mm-hmm. I think that's not often talked about with the fashion show. It's been talked about in the past 2 years, kind of what it's like to be in a show in front of people and if there's anxieties to alter your body, and that's very present as well. But I also really appreciate that people are using it as a confidence builder and a way to express themselves exactly as they show up that evening. I think that's the, yeah, one of the best outcomes of being a model on the show.
Mm-hmm. And on the model side for me, because I'm designing and modeling, I heard this is the first year that the models, their walk and how the blocking plays into the show, it's the most choreographed. So I'm really excited to be up there and be a part of that as a whole with the group.
A big shout out to all the models. It's a lot of rehearsal and it's a lot to put yourself out there on the stage and to trust your designers. But people keep coming back year after year. It's proven itself to be a really fun part of the Carbondale weave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you coming in and giving us your time. Before we go on to the next segment, is there anything else anybody is dying to add?
Just come to Thursday's preview if you don't have tickets yet.
It's
because
awesome.
It's honestly worth it. It's my favorite event in Carbondale the whole year, probably the Valley the whole year, honestly. I love the fashion show. Yeah, super
it's
fun.
It's an amazing fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's not to be missed.
It's incredible how much work goes into it on everybody's part. Designers, the production. I know Laura Stover's projections keep getting cooler and cooler. It's such a creative display. Something to be really proud of coming out of this town.
Yeah, creative saturation for sure.
Yeah, we're really lucky.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I recommend jumping on those tickets as soon as possible. Thursday preview. They're going to go quick.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Thank you.
Thank you.